State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
With Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Across the country, black students consistently lag behind their white peers on standardized tests. Experts have been trying to come up with ways to shrink the achievement gap for decades, but it's still there. Now there's a group of educators at the University of Michigan that thinks teaching kids how to code switch at an early age can go a long way to reducing the gap. Now, before we get too far into this story, I want to play you a clip from Inside the Actor's Studio. The host, James Lipton, interviews famous people in showbiz. Now, Lipton is this super buttoned-up white guy, and in this particular clip, he is interviewing the black comedian Dave Chappelle. About halfway through the interview, Lipton marvels at how Chappelle and another black comedian are both able to play white dudes.
When you play white dudes, your speech is pitch perfect, which led me to realize that either one of you could, if you wished, speak that way all the time. In other words, is it a matter of choice?
Every black American is bilingual. All of them. We speak street vernacular. And we speak job interview.
The ability to switch between street vernacular and job interview speak, or what linguists call African American English and standard American English, that's called code switching. University of Michigan education professor Holly Craig wants to take that idea of code switching and formalize it for the classroom. She calls it Toggle Talk.
It's a clever name. I like it.
Craig's Toggle Talk curriculum is for kindergartners and first graders. It comes with its own set of picture books and lesson plans, and it treats Black English as a legitimate dialect with its own set of grammar rules. The idea is to help kids understand how code switching works on a grammatical level, comparing and contrasting Black English grammar with standard English. Studies show students who can master that do much better academically and beyond. Craig says up until now, teachers, the vast majority of whom are white, haven't been given the tools to help kids successfully code switch.
What we've done as teachers is to either hope students would learn on their own and pick up the language of the classroom, or we have adopted some methods that have not been positive and constructive. They've instead been very correctional in nature.
An example.
You're saying that wrong. Don't say it that way.
Craig says that sort of punitive approach can really turn kids off from school. So with Toggle Talk, instead of using right and wrong to describe standard English versus black English, Craig's model uses formal and informal. So there's no judgment attached to either language. It's this is how you talk in school rather than don't talk like that.
It's a slight change, but it's a huge change in attitude and it's perceived very differently by children than a correction model.
I think she's spot on. I think it's a really good idea to approach it that way.
Andre Robert Lee directed the documentary Prep School Negro. He is a pro at code switching now, but he says growing up, he had a lot of shame around the way he spoke. He says it wasn't until high school that a teacher told him how he spoke at home was okay, that it wasn't wrong or bad. He wishes that conversation would have happened a lot earlier.
When you tell a person that who they are and the way they exist is a problem, that puts someone in a difficult situation. So I like the idea of saying, you know what, you can learn to code switch, and it's important because that's how our world works. But here's the first message, you're okay.
The new Toggle Talk curriculum will be used in select classrooms across the country this fall. Early test results show that the African-American students who piloted the program improved their reading scores and their abilities to code switch, which suggests that it might help kids to know it's okay to speak street vernacular, as long as they can nail the job interview speak as well. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.